This episode sponsored by The Bomb Box. When someone you love is going through cancer, you want to do more than send flowers. You want to truly help. That's why there's The Bomb Box. Founded by six-time cancer survivor Liz Bendit, The Bomb Box creates thoughtfully curated care packages filled with premium, practical tools designed specifically for surgery, chemo, and recovery. Every item is chosen based on insights from more than 500 patients and caregivers, because during treatment, the smallest comforts can make the biggest difference. Don't just send a gift, send real support. Visit thebombbox.com today and get free shipping on orders over $50. That's thebalmbox.com.
So you already know, first off, we have to put immense respect on the King of Pop.
You guys.
As when it comes to the list that I pulled up, to put immense respect on this man's name, safe to say, the one and only Michael. Michael, more commonly referred to as Michael Jackson. Safe to say, Thriller, back in 1992, ladies and gentlemen, was the best-selling album ever. 70 million plus copies. That was back before the internet. Michael Jackson was the first artist to win 8 Grammys in one night. In 1984, including album / record of the year. But that's not it, ladies and gentlemen. We also have Michael Jackson earning 13 Grammy Awards, but of course, in total, he has 38 nominations. And when it comes to that, he has a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2010, Legend Award in 1993, of course, revolutionized the music videos. And when you look at his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he was inducted twice. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, twice, because he was a part of the Jackson 5 inductee as far as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1997 and Solo in 2001. And then last but definitely not least, he got the Humanitarian Impact Award because he co-wrote We Are the World in 1985, raising millions of dollars for famine relief. So when we're talking about a cultural icon, when we're talking about one of the most notorious effectors of the masses, especially in the music industry, safe to say, look no further than this right here. As this trailer is promising that they would depict one of the greatest icons ever in music history correctly. So we're going to see how that goes. I was about to hop into the trailer right now. If you don't know, his cousin actually is playing Michael. So, that's pretty cool. But with that being said, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because we're about to get into the trailer for Michael right now.
You're confident. You're strong.
Not gonna lie, I may have to talk over some of this. If they start playing music, you already know his label don't play about that.
So let me tell you something.
Yeah, I'm about to say, let's keep it to the words.
You're either a winner or you're a loser.
Yeah, let's keep it to the acting.
You want to work in a steel mill like me for the rest of your days?
No, sir.
Yeah, because I sure as hell don't. Y'all willing to fight for it?
Yes, sir.
I need to hear you a little louder. Y'all willing to fight for it?
Yes, sir.
Ready whenever you are, Michael.
Quincy Jones? Hold on now.
Do you know what I'm after?
You want to be the biggest star in the world?
We need to capitalize on Michael's success. Because the Jackson family is the brand. That's our Coca-Cola. And we need to start selling. So?
I'm planning an international tour. This is just the beginning.
I need to think.
I told you what to think.
Cinema.
I love my family. I just want to do my own thing. I have all these ideas in my head. Just gotta get them out.
And do it, Michael. Not a little boy anymore.
People always told me, be careful what you do.
Michael, I knew you were different the moment you were born. You have a very special.
You guys.
Is that a monkey? Now I know what you're saying right now. Oh, you didn't know Michael Jackson had a pet monkey? No. But then I didn't. Sounds like, damn. I don't know if y'all know, but I'm a wee little lad. Who in the world? Why nobody told me that Michael Jackson had a pet monkey? Hold on, I gotta look this up. Ain't no way. There's no way, bro. Michael Jackson, did he own a pet monkey? What? Nah, bro. Michael Jackson famously owned a pet chimpanzee. I thought that was illegal. Now, I ain't trying to be ignorant, but don't they have violence tendencies where they could just go off on whoever, no matter if you're the owner? Didn't they just make a whole movie about that, or was that fictional? Am I tripping? His name is Bubbles?
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Now, I knew Michael Jackson definitely had, you know, what was it, Wonderland or whatever. Bro, having a pet monkey is insane. I'm sorry. We got to get back to the trailer. You know, I ain't mean to hijack the moment. But I was just thinking to myself, like, I know this ain't Planet of the Apes. Why in the world am I seeing a monkey on screen? Insane.
My no boy anymore.
People always told me, be careful what you do.
Michael, I knew you were different the moment you were born. You have a very special life.
And mother always told me, be careful who you love.
I believe music can change the world.
Alright, yep, definitely gotta talk over that. They playing the music, you know what I'm saying? Let me lower that right quick. Let's get back to the acting.
Magic.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. Cinema. Straight cinema. As you can tell, they brought out all the stops for this. It comes out in theaters April 24th. As you can see, produced by Graham King, John Branca, John McClain, written by John Logan. Hey, what's up with all these Johns? Anyways, directed by Antoine Fuqua. I think I've heard that name before. I ain't gonna lie. Every time they say that name, it seems exquisite. I was like, what in the world? His name always comes up in the most eloquent discussions. I'm thinking to myself, are they glazing? Or is he just really like that? I guess he's really like that because he's directing this. So anyways, as you can tell, this is coming out. It's coming out April 24th. So not anytime soon, but it's definitely coming out this year. So it's coming out sooner than you think, right? But the main thing for me, especially just learning that Michael Jackson had a whole pet monkey, still crazy. But I think with this story, it's definitely gonna not have certain subject matters when it comes to Michael Jackson, because of course this is not one of those documentaries where they're trying to slander Michael Jackson's name. I think they're going to honor his career and all the enormous accomplishments that he had. I think one of them off the top of my head was that he was thinking about not only buying the Beatles, which I think he did, but he also was thinking about buying Sony, like as a company. And if you don't know, you know, over here I get into the notorious mass effect of the gaming and music IP, but safe to say I always talk about market share, and Sony's always in the top three. As of right now, UMG has 48%, Sony currently has 27%, and Warner has 23%. So if you really think about it, Michael Jackson thinking about buying the whole conglomerate that was top three still to this day in music market share should show you how much of a notorious mass effect Michael Jackson had. So with that being said, you know, I'm immensely looking forward to this, man. It's gonna be straight cinema. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias what do you think about the Michael official trailer. And at the end of the day, when this movie comes out April 24th, what do you want them to dive more in detail on as far as Michael Jackson's career?
This episode sponsored by The BombBox. When someone you love is going through cancer, you want to do more than send flowers. You want to truly help. That's why there's the BombBox. Founded by 6-time cancer survivor Liz Bendit, the BombBox creates thoughtfully curated care packages filled with premium, practical tools designed specifically for surgery, chemo, and recovery. Every item is chosen based on insights from more than 500 patients and caregivers, because during treatment, the smallest comforts can make the biggest difference. Don't just send a gift. Send real support. Visit thebombbox.com today and get free shipping on orders over $50. That's thebalmbox.com.